Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and tonight is Saturday. And that's Saturday night live on the Lightship. We'll be going there in about 5 minutes for physical healing, so just get ready. Nothing for you to do. Just think of one situation that you're dealing with that you may want to have assistance with. So let's do a emotional clearing and think of a situation, a problem that you dealt with. Could be anything that happened in the last day or two. We're going to take the energy away so you can actually be out of that traumatic interference situation or whatever it would be. So here we go. Think of something. Remember, the light chip only works in the now, does not work with dimensions, does not work in time. The darkness created dimensions and time. In the light, everything is the light. No differentiations between, upper, lower dimensions or having to learn spiritual growth, and all that's the light of the darkness. That's what's taught down here in the New Age metaphysical community, is light of the darkness. So the light is pure light. It doesn't judge anything, and it's always with you, with your spirit. So here we go. Let's clean out one of your situations. I'll count to five to do that. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's do a pain release here. If you have physical pain, you may want to put your hand in that location. Request a healing now to help the pain get subsided. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do another clearing here. Let's do a, I'm getting heartache. So maybe something happened here with some people out there. So we'll do a heartache clearing. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And another one that people have is self-sabotage. So might be one or two of you out there listening who may have that situation here. Maybe happened today. So here we go. Don't beat yourself up. May not have been you doing it. May have been an entity in you causing this to sabotage yourself, or even a clone. So here we go. One, releasing that energy. Two, three, four, and five. Okay, now we're going to drop into your heart, and we'll go to the light ship. So this you should be doing yourself. Like I said, all these programs, we have over probably about 600 archives by now, I'm sure. And we're going to count from 10 down to 1 backwards. This you should be doing yourself daily to get heart-centered. So that way you're taken out of time. So here we go, dropping down. And I'll just count from 10 to 1, like an elevator dropping. You may actually feel the energy, your mental thoughts coming into your heart, then they'll be non-judgmental. So 1, 2, 3, oops, got to reverse it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we're going to energize the light beam. Then we'll go to the light chip. So bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. It's about an inch or so down on your scroll bar. And we're going to bring in some beautiful peace energy. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So this portion of the program will not work on the archives because of alien abductions that are going on. So this has to be done live, but you're still going to feel the wonderful peace energy. We'll be on the light ship for probably the next 15 minutes, I'm imagining. So here we go. I'll count to five as we go up. You're going to feel the energy around you shift and change as they take you out of time completely when you're on the light ship. So here we go. Count to five to bring in the energy from the light ship to connect to you. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay? We're on the light ship now on all the healings. You must request a healing for one thing. That's the best way to do this here. And each room that we go into, request a healing. Remember, the light only sees you in the now. They don't continuously work on you because they see you in each moment of our time, okay? And each particular moment of the light is different than the next moment. So here we go. We're going into the first room, and we'll do some color rooms here. And we'll go into the room which is orange in color. So again, request your healing, and we're bringing the energy of orange. So I'll use the word stronger to do that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And each one of these colors that we bring in will be a little different, different types of healing. And here we go. We'll go to in the next room. We'll go into the gold room with the gold energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And request your healing. And next we'll go into the red room. And here comes this energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Another room will be the green room. And here we go. Green energy is coming to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And pink. Here we go. So I'll just count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into the silver room now. And here we go. I'll count to 10 again. Bring the energy to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll go into the pain release room. For people who may have pain in their body right now, you want to specify where your pain is. And here comes this energy. This is a black energy. And there's two different types. One is black with gold speckles, we'll say. And the other one is black with silver. So we'll first sample the gold energies. So here's black with gold. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And the next energy for pain release will be a black energy with silver speckles. So here comes this energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into a room where they have the waterfalls. So this one here will be the waterfall, which has pink energy. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into some other different rooms now. People like to have the unicorns. So we'll go into the room with the unicorns right now. Here they come. And remember, there's three of them coming. You can pet them, look at them if you wish, and ride on them. Just use your intuition here. On the light ship, you're communicating with them. So here we go, and request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And another room that we haven't been into for quite a while is a room where the fairies are. So those little fairies up there with little fairy dust energies is kind of very precious here. So you can actually feel this gold energy come around you. So here it comes, little fairies with their golden little fairy dust. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And a lot of people also enjoy the mermaids. So we'll go into a large pool of water where the mermaids swim around. They'll do healing on us. There's three mermaids coming. And I'll count to 10 to bring in their energy. So one, the water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. And we'll bring in some more of that fairy energy here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And we'll go back into the pain release room. This is the black energy with gold speckles. Remember, there's all different colors on the light ship, and this is just one of the colors. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a room where the females do like a back massage on us, a neck massage, head massage. So kind of request we'd like to have it here. Maybe your feet are sore. Maybe the middle of your back has a problem. You know, just request healing now. And here comes the female light beams. You can probably see them very nicely in the light beam on your monitor screen right now. So I'll count to five to bring the energy in. So one, two, you want to put your hand if you have a physical problem. Three, four, in that location, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and we normally go into the oxygen room, so there's all different types of oxygen. Looks like they're going to bring in number 98 right now. Each one is a little different. This is oxygen number 98 coming to you. You want to inhale, exhale a couple times. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll bring in number three next here. Three oxygen. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, inhale, exhale again. And remember, we're in these. All these previous rooms are still in, so you're still having healings done there. And you're still actually breathing 98 and number 3 oxygen. Let's bring in another one. Let's bring in number 17. And this one feels like it's heavy to me. Maybe somebody has a lung problem out there. Maybe they're a heavy smoker, or maybe they have cancer of the lungs or something. So this feels very heavy. Here's 17 coming for healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go into a room where they can help our immune system. And this is a lot of different colored lights shining around you, through you. So again, request healing. And we'll first bring in, we're going to bring in four different energies. We're bringing the red energy in this room so you can actually feel these separately to enhance your immune systems. This is red coming to you. So one, two, three, four, and five. Next, they want to bring in black energy. Here it comes. One, two, three, four, and five. Remember, these different colors are a medium for the healing frequencies to come into you. Next, we're going to bring in a white energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And now they're going to bring in an energy that is kind of turquoise colored. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Another color for your immune system will be brown. Here it comes. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're going to do a blood detoxification right now for everybody. We'll bring in some of the amber blood. We do this on our 8-hour calls, which we're having one tomorrow. So if you're interested in having some true healing, then these 8-hour calls are magnificent, and they get rid of the alien extraterrestrial life forms that live inside of you. And you're in quarantine on the light ship. It's quite an experience once you have this here. So here we go. Going to bring in some of this energy here. And this is the amber blood. We could call it golden blood energy. You may feel your body become alive instantly here. So one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Great. Okay. And let's get rid of some muscle cramps. I'm feeling that with some people. So we're going to go into a room where they can do this for us here. And this room happens to have red and pink walls in there. This is what I'm seeing right now, live. So here we go. Room is spinning. And here we go. Request your healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into a couple more rooms before we come back from the light ship. We'll go into a room where they are working with our hormones. Here we go. So counting to 10 again to bring the energy in for hormonal balancing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And we'll go to another location on the light ship. This is where the water is again. And we're going into the room where they have the wonderful swans. And they're very beautiful. Here comes the swan energy. Request your healing. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And our final room will be the room where the bees are. Here they come. So request healing now. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, we'll bring in the royal jelly for us to sample here. So it'll be on your index finger. And it's going underneath your tongue right now. And you might feel your saliva changing because you're having a little bit of that. So here's the royal jelly. So we're having that this instant here on the light ship, and you're going to feel it down here. And here's more of the bee energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll now begin to come back from the light ship. So we're thanking all the different doctor teams that worked with us tonight. And the healings are between you and them. And if you have any animals you brought up, pets or animals, or plants, flowers, trees, they're coming now with you back down. And I'll count to 5. You can feel the energy around you get released from the light ship. So you'll be disconnected. And here we come back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're here now. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, everyone, and wow, wasn't that just a wonderful, wonderful experience on the lightship? Thank you so much, Ron. I just love those rooms, and each one is so unique and wonderful and different each time you go, so it's just incredible. Let's see, we have quite a few people I see on the fast chat, so hello, everyone, and we would also love to take live callers. And the call-in number, toll-free tonight, is area code 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. If you can't get through on that one for any reason, you can also try this number. It's area code 530-327-7602, 530-327-7602. And we'd love to have you come on and ask whatever questions you have for Ron about the lightship and about the clearings and anything that's going on that you're interested in talking about. So please call in. And in the meantime, anything that you want to discuss tonight, Ron?
We can just talk about the presence of our understanding that we're not in time as much. One of the major alien races that was controlling many alien races, along with one of the religions here, is kind of being taken out. So I would say it's pretty much down to nothing right now. And they were controlling one of our timelines. Remember, we live in time, but we just think we live in the time on your clock, but we're in many, many alien timelines at the same time. Like, it's very kind of confusing, but if you notice that during this last week, you may have had a sense that you maybe had lost some time, or maybe lost your consciousness, we'll say. Maybe you felt that you were kind of like separated from society a little bit. You needed to have more emotions drive you. It's because the emotions that the timeline gave you was disconnected. So sometimes people feel that they're kind of like unworthy of living, kind of worthless because they have no gas from that emotional timeline, and they kind of feel like, gee, what's wrong with me, you know? And so they kind of maybe felt like they were disconnected from life. And maybe even had a sense of loss, or that they felt worthless because the emotions around them was not driving them. So it's a whole different situation when you're disconnected from a timeline. And there's still more to do, but this is one of the major ones. So if you have felt a little different, that's because you're at peace. And some people might have a little difficult time, you know, adjusting to that, because there's no driving force in peace. Remember, the light doesn't judge anything. This is what you're experiencing is a small little portion of that. So I think we have a caller, Ron. I heard a beep about a minute ago. So who's there?
Hi, Ron. It's Bernadette. Hi. In Florida.
Hi, Bernadette. How can I help you tonight?
I have a problem with heart failure, actually. And it's gotten worse lately. I've had some of the healings, and I use some of the healings online, but it's getting worse. It's really hard to catch my breath. I take some things for it, but it's gotten to kind of scare me lately, and I feel like, you know, I have other entities around me more than usual.
Okay, let's take some entities away from you. That may have a heart condition, okay?
Okay.
So we'll do that first here. So this will work for everybody else listening. So if you're new to the program, if you go to a location where there are people that have a heart condition or any kind of condition whatsoever, we'll just say that maybe you're a struggling alcoholic and you go to Alcoholics Anonymous or something or whatever, there are entities there that wish to hop into other people. Now, when you hurt yourself or have a physical problem, those entities will come to you too because they resonate with that. So we're not going to work with heart energy and also whatever else the people out there, you that's listening, wish to have released. So think of something that's going on. You might have a twisted ankle, and it could be in pain, and you don't know, you know, why it's still in pain after maybe 4 or 5 days. So entities do hop in, and they bring that pain to you. So we're going to do one here for Bernadette for heart condition. So here we go. So take it out, entity. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, did you feel anything changing, Bernadette?
I feel the pressure is less, yes.
Pressure is less. Okay. We're now going to run some energy for the circulatory clearing that we have online. Have you done that one yet by out of curiosity?
No, I haven't. That sounds like it might be one I need to do since it's...
Oh, yeah. That one kicks butt. That one you want to do. Do the circulatory clearing.
Okay.
So that gets rid of stuff that kind of, well, it's harder to describe. All I can say is that the aliens put in these like roadblocks and energies, energetic energy in your bloodstream, in your veins and arteries, and it kind of works also with, I think, odd harmonics and all different types of things. The bottom line is it makes your blood not work like it should, and the circulatory system does not function properly. So here we go. This is a sample of the circulatory clearing.
Thanks.
So stronger, 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 stronger. This needs to be done for about a minute here, so just sit back, everybody. You may feel your body change temperature a little bit. You might feel yourself getting very relaxed. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, how does that feel for you?
That's good. I could breathe more deeply. The circulatory one, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's $100, and I'd recommend doing the unlimited on that one for the additional $50. And
okay.
Maybe do that once a day.
I wasn't sure which one. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
And also, what you might do is, are you on the 8-hour calls that we have?
No, I work during those days.
Okay, you could go on absentee, but go on the alien poisoning one. I'll do a sample of that for you, okay?
Okay.
So this is the alien waste products, carcass removal, and poisoning. So as I'm tuning into you, what could be affecting you, maybe your heart or your circulatory system, it kind of looks like black snakes, okay? So there's many different topics or you know, drop-down boxes there with these things in it. So let me get off the black snake energy. supposed to work for everybody, too. So here we go, releasing that. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3. This is their waste products here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1. Oh, boy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we're going to do the poisons that they leave behind here. So black snakes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll do another part of that clearing. This is their dead carcasses. Remember, these alien life forms that do battle inside of you, have wars, and when those ones that are killed are dead, they live inside of you, and they can cause all kinds of toxic waste in you and all different types of unseen problems. So here is their dead carcass removal. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, how does that feel?
Much, much better. So I do the circulatory one first, and then the dead carcass one? I don't know that one yet.
Yeah, that's the poisoning, yeah, the alien poisoning,
okay,
yes.
Poisoning.
Alien, okay. Probably under alien attack removal.
Okay.
It's on the left-hand side, so you want to do the circulatory and then do the poisoning.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And you might even possibly, I'm just thinking, maybe do the self-empowerment one, because that one has a lot of issues there, okay?
Is that the
and
one that
those,
I get?
And one of those might be, you could probably type in there for a situation, if you've been website surfing, maybe something attacked your heart possibly, or maybe a dark side practitioner. You
okay.
know, a dark side practitioner is one who does mind control on you. So that clearing is $60 for 6 weeks, or $50 for 6 weeks. So you got a few options there. But I would definitely do the circulatory and the poisoning first.
Okay.
And repeat those many times to get the stuff cleared out of you.
And how long do they last? How long is that good for? Like when you do the healing, is that, you said the unlimited ones?
Yeah, if you go the unlimited, it's whenever you want to go on it. It's 24/7. So, you know, you can go on as long as the website is up for as long as you want to.
Oh, okay.
But you, so you first go on and you get the initial clearing,
mm-hmm.
and you do that. And then after that, you do the unlimited to stay current with the clearing. And
unlimited
most
until
people,
the end of
you know,
time.
I strongly recommend, you know, when you do your emotional one, is to get the unlimited and go on it 2-3 times a day. That you're always centered and balanced.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Sylvia, I guess I'll turn it back over to you here.
Okay, well, thank you, Bernadette, for calling in. And let's see, we have some fast chat activity, so let me just read some of those requests. Here's a question regarding clearing for communication. What kind of clearing would I need for communication? This is from Heal, so I don't know if you can tune into that and see maybe what that's about.
Okay. I'm trying to see here. One way is how we communicate to somebody else. So Are they hearing us, number one? Do they have implants going off inside of them? Very possibly that could be, you know, what could be happening. Maybe you're communicating fine, but they have, you know, darkness with them, alien implants, and those implants turn off their hearing. Or I should say they become very selective in their hearing. So it may not be you. It may just be them. If you're having trouble having people hear you, then I would say it's their implants are going off, and those implants are preventing them from hearing what you're telling them. And you might just think it's you, and that's probably what I would say it would be. So nothing's wrong with you, just and you might even just rephrase it a different way. So the implant itself may not go off as easily, okay? You might even possibly try the media clearing. That might also help you to get rid of the controlling energies for the media. And that's, I think, on the left-hand side of the website. You'd have to probably check. I know it was put up a few months ago for people who have a problem by being connected to stuff they read or hear about on TV. And at that point, you know, they get connected to the darkness by mind programs that are being presented to you through the media. So that could be one thing here. That's kind of what I'm kind of seeing. Let's see. Also, it says on there, done internet TV news. Okay, so... okay, yeah, it might be the media clearing might be what you may want to have. So is, I'm just wondering, you type in again there. So were you watching a TV program and you felt an attack coming from your TV screen, from this person talking, coming into you? Is that what we're where we're going with this here? So you can type that in. So... back to you, Sylvia. Then we'll take up the question here again when it comes back on.
Okay. And in the meantime, let's see, we had Hi, and they were requesting clearing for dark side practitioners.
Okay. So, when I put that one up, I was putting it up, I think, and at least on one of the pages or something. And I don't know if it's on that one or not. But one of them I put in mother-in-law, and I thought that was kind of funny, kind of chuckled, you know. So here we go. You can think of a person that maybe this could also work with heal too. You could think of a person that you got a attack from. So I'll just describe an attack. An attack is when somebody uses their psychic energy. And I'll rephrase that a different way. When somebody uses their mind to think bad thoughts about you, okay, or even good thoughts about you. Remember, anything that somebody thinks about you is going to affect you, which takes away your free choice, free will. And so you might say, gee, why is Ron saying a good thought? So I'll just talk about a good thought. So we'll say there's a person out there in your life, and their good thought for you is that you need to give them $1 million. Well, you don't have $1 million, so forget that. So now they make it $100. So their good thought for them to you is that that you must give them $100. Now, what's wrong with that, right? That's a good thought. So you might say, yeah, I'm a loving person. I can give this person $100. And their mind control can make you do that. And after you lend them the $100 or give it to them, maybe a week later you go, gee, why did I do that? Well, because they put you under their spell. And so negative thoughts and positive thoughts are all the same, okay? It's like people come to me and they say, well, gee, Ron, isn't white magic good and black magic is bad? I go, no, it's all magic. It's all bad. Anybody who's using mind energy on you, towards you, for any reason at all, is taking away your free choice, free will. So none of that's any good. And you want to, you know, like I say, run. Don't walk away from that, especially when you hear somebody talking about mystery schools. Run and keep running. Don't look back. So here we go. This is a Dark Side Practitioner clearing. It's on the website, too. So think of a person. It could even be a group or organization. And this is also, I think, under the self-empowerment section, too, if you want to get on there. Like I said, it's $50, I think, for 6 weeks, and this will help you out with that, too. And we also have the whole life clearing. So the clearings that we have, like the self-empowerment one, is just to get you jump-started. This is for people who are stuck, and they can't get out of their own way, and bad things keep happening. They don't know what's going on. This clearing is for that. You want to do the whole lifetime Dark Side Practitioner to get these things off of you for every moment in your life. Otherwise, they're still going to probably be attached to you. So the initial one for self-empowerment is just to get these things off of you momentarily to give you space to move on. So here we go. Think of a person, an organization. It could be a church because you left the church. Now all members are praying for you. Then you become prey. You're prey to them. Or anything else that is considered to you taking away your free will, free choice. And here we go. Could even be family members. So it's up to you to think of something. Because the lightship is in non-judgment until you bring something up. And then they'll balance you and put you into wholeness. So here we go. So Dark Side Practitioner clearing. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. We'll keep going here. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Wow, stronger, pretty heavy. Stronger, 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 stronger. Pretty heavy energy out there, people. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll see how that works on the fast chat here. Anybody wants to call in, let me know how they feel. Normally when you have psychic attacks done to you from practitioners that use dark energy, which is the mind, okay? So anybody could be, you know, a dark side practitioner. Not necessarily somebody who wears a pointed hat or black clothing, you know, or wears sunglasses or anything else. It could be anybody who sends mind transmissions to you. So he was kind of talking about that somebody, maybe a friend of hers, got attacked through watching TV, through the media. Maybe they had their heart opened up and they got zapped. Well, that person would be running energy, maybe verbally, to the listening audience that would attack somebody. And so I would strongly recommend that that person go on and do the media clearing then. That's where it came from. So, and if not, you can also do it yourself for that person and just get on there and put their name in. That's kind of how it works. So, Okay, so I think the media clearing, I think it's $20 for the month, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe somebody could confirm that, but that's what I think it costs. It's a very, very reasonable to get rid of this stuff off of you. Remember, you don't want to get caught in the mindset of like what, you know, Chicken Little had in the old days, if you remember that, you know, the sky's falling, you know. So people can believe that, and all of a sudden you get stuck into a mindset of the sky is falling. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. So we have a very interesting question from Pete from Australia. He says, does recollection of past conversations get played with or erased? And maybe could that be what we think of as dementia?
Oh, okay.
Or do they cause dementia?
Okay, I'll first address the first one. The second one I don't know, but possibly, okay. So does your past, it says conversations, okay. The aliens do connect to your cellular memory of thought. And in that is all of the words that you've ever talked about in conversation. So that is correct, yes. And what they can do is recycle that in you and bring it up and bring that into your dreams and things. Remember these orb energies, that's why we have the free orb clearing online if you want to get rid of the orbs out of your life that are causing negativity to you and harm, okay? So that's kind of new for maybe some people listening here. Most people assume because they look friendly that they are very, very friendly. And after you do a clearing, you may have a different opinion of that. But that's kind of up to you to decide. Your thoughts do recycle. The aliens can make your thoughts recycle. Can they take them away? Yeah, I'm sure they could. You may have that situation now happening to you where maybe you lost time because the timeline that you used to live on, one of those, was basically eliminated. And this could be why maybe you feel strange or maybe free. Without the emotional energy which you think you needed to live on to feel yourself vital here. And sometimes people need that emotional energy to make them feel like life is worthwhile because they live in their emotions a lot. And that's perfectly normal. So if you do feel strange about the situation, of being out of time more, just hang in there and kind of get used to it. Because one of these timelines are no longer. Now, the timeline that got eliminated could be one that maybe you're using all the time. Maybe that's your recycling thoughts, beating yourself up continuously, and they keep running that on you. You know, they jump back, you know, whenever you had a negative situation and they keep replaying it. You know, you probably have heard that all the time. This is what I talk about, people who have stories. You go out to lunch with somebody, and they tell you the same story over and over again. Well, maybe that timeline is reoccurring. This is why we have on the website the Mind Loop Number 1 clearing to help eliminate the alien's control on you to recycle negative thoughts. And, you know, or it could be a positive thought. You know, like I said, maybe the positive thought, as I say this, people may jump around and say, gee, I like positive thoughts. Well, let's give you a positive thought. Every day you feel wonderful because you spent $100 on your credit card, okay? And that's a positive thought. You're getting self-gratification. Well, after a while, you know, maybe after a year goes by, that's a lot of money, you know? And then the negative thoughts come in. Then you beat yourself up. How come you're in the poorhouse, you know? So you have to look at it that negative and positive thoughts are both bad. You want to be in neutral. You want to be in the observation mode. And once you finally understand that, you know, and it's hard to tell people about positive thoughts because we're conditioned to think that negative thoughts are bad, and the duality of that, a positive thought is great. But really, you want to be in discernment, you want to be in neutral, we'll say, and you want to be in peace. And peace is where there's no duality. So I hope I helped you out with that here. So back to you again, Sylvia. Maybe you can get another caller on. We have about 6 minutes to go approximately. We are having our eight-hour calls, another one tomorrow. And with that, you get the free alien poisoning clearing. That's $100. So if you're interested in having that, I'll be checking my emails tomorrow about an hour before the eight-hour call. And it starts Pacific time here at 10 o'clock. Back east, it's later naturally. And it's at 1 o'clock. And in between the time zones, it's, in between there. But it's an eight-hour conference call. And we get rid of the alien energies that are with you, inside of you, growing, living inside of you. But the main thing is we go out and find the parts of your body and the parts of your spirit that the aliens have stolen from you. This is what they're here to do. This is why they're here, because they want to get what they don't have, and that's part of you. And had a wonderful Q&A call last night. We have those every Friday. So if you're interested in learning more about the light ship, and you're unable to get on the fast chat, or just have something that's kind of bothering you, or you need your question answered, I can do that. There's many people on the call too, and that's every Friday after our BBS program on Station 2, and that starts at around 8 o'clock Pacific time. So if you're interested, by all means, tune into that. So, Sylvia, back to you. And I guess I could say before she comes on, I'll be back in New York at the New Life Expo. That'll be middle of next month. Starts on Friday, October 15th. And then the following week, I have three workshops at the TRS Center. And I believe it's Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, which will be three-hour workshops. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, if we can slide in a last-minute question before we jump off. We have a question from Alice on the fast chat, and the question is, my sister and I are coughing a lot. Is there something going on?
Boy, let's see here. Yeah, let me just do a clearing here. This is going to sound very far out. What I'm perceiving is some type of alien energy that deals with oxygen, okay? So it might be incompatible to you. So we'll see if we can get that taken away and just see what happens. Here we go. So I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you can type in Alice quickly here, if you're actually breathing better right now, I'd like to find that out. So 1, 2, you might be trying to get rid of that energy out of your lungs. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You might check out the alien poisoning page, and that could be part of it, okay? So again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if she can type in here real quick here. And back to you, Sylvia. We can get off. We got 2 minutes to go here, so.
Oh, right. We have a little extra time because we got on late. Okay, so Alice says, yes, breathing better. Thank you for for that
That's
feedback.
Good.
That's great.
Oh, yeah, I would go on there. And I think there's a drop-down box that says unknown on it, okay, or one you can enter in there. And you just type in maybe alien oxygen, something with, to me it's like a smell, some kind of fragrance that's coming around, okay. I can't go into really where it came from or why you have it. Maybe it's just part of life here. And maybe they're up in the ante because these things are leaving us here off the planet. But sometimes they might want to show more of their force, so they may be doing that. But that's, and it could be a lifelong pattern, too. Maybe it got activated in your DNA at a certain age. I don't know. But I would try the alien poisoning one. And we have waste products in there and carcasses. Maybe you're breathing a carcass smell, not knowing it, and it's inside of you. So anyway, it gets kind of sci-fi there, but once you get a clearing and you feel better, then the sci-fi becomes real. That's the proof in the pudding. So back to you, Sylvia, before we sign off here.
Well, we're straight up on the hour, so I'm just going to say good night and blessings, everyone. Hope to see you on tomorrow's call on the 8-hour intensive. And then the next radio program will be Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific with Ron and Annika. So good night and blessings.
Okay, everybody. So hope to see you tomorrow on the call. And I'll bring in some peace energy for you through the light beam right now. And it'll be activated for the next hour. And I'll just be signing off. So blessings to all of you. Have a very wonderful evening. Good night, everybody.